So I was just interested if you guys have any sort of positions available for people in the Pontiac region.
So our home office is in Maniwaki, so that definitely is where anybody who would apply to become a firefighter would be based out of.
Okay.
We have several people who work for us that are from the Pontiac and who do commute morning and night. Just depends, I guess, where exactly you live in the Pontiac. There's some people who, for who it's like, you know, a 45-minute, 50-minute drive. We're in Missin, right? We're more south than Maniwaki, so we're along the 105. So we definitely don't have a problem with somebody living, you know, in the Pontiac, but I guess that's up to, it's a personal choice landed there.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what positions are available here?
The press release that went out was for firefighters. It's an annual campaign. It's nothing new that we're particularly doing this year. It's just it got a little bit more publicity. We every year kind of put feelers out and put the word out that we're in a recruitment campaign. It goes from about November to January, and then in January we start doing callbacks and then the fitness tests and the interviews and everything for the next year of wildland firefighters.
And so what kind of qualifications do people need?
At a minimum, I've seen areas where people have been hired with forestry experience and a secondary five. In our area, I've rarely seen people be hired with that. I would say it takes at a minimum a professional degree, what they call in French a DEP, from a professional school, which is usually about a year, year and a half. In any area relating to forestry, there's not really a name of a specific course. It's more every college or every CEGEP or whatever offers like a different name to it. Anyone that's related in forestry, because we're looking for people who have an interest to be in the woods all day long, who once they come out of that course will learn, you know, how, you know, to use GPSs and know all the different types of trees and, you know, have worked in the forest, that sort of thing. We also have people who apply who have college degrees, so DECs. I've even seen people apply with a bachelor's degree, but definitely those people are usually it's becoming a firefighter is kind of a stepping stone for them. And then after that, once the person is hired, if they are hired, then the training to become a firefighter is given by the sub-cert internally. It's there's like a basic training at the beginning, and then after that, it's an ongoing training where you're it's kind of like a mentorship program where you kind of get on-the-job training. It's a little bit different than Ontario. If you get feedback from Ontario, last I heard, they do it differently. You can get a course in certain colleges that's kind of like firefighting 101 type of thing, and then hope to be hired by the ministry. We kind of do it the opposite way. We hire the person who has a background in forestry, and then we give them the training to work in the forest.
And what are the, day-to-day sort of look like for these firefighters? Are they commuting into Maniwaki every day? Are they sort of on call? Or how does that work generally?
So whenever there are no fires per se, or if the fires are all workable out of our office in Maniwaki, then yes, the person is required to show up at the fire center from 8 to 5 on a schedule. It's a 10-4 schedule, so you work 10 days, you're off 4 days. If the firefighter is sent out of the fire center, if they're sent to another area of Quebec, or, you know, then after that, we take care of lodging and meals. So they are set up in our different installations in our different camps. The day-to-day is, you know, maintenance of equipment and different trainings and that sort of stuff. And then when they're not working out of the fire center, then that's because they're out in the field and they're working to put out fires.
And you mentioned their experience in the forest, and obviously physical fitness is important, sort of aptitudes that you need to have. But is there anything else that would be, required?
Well, on the list of things, it definitely says that it has to. We're looking for people who have an interest in flying. Being in a helicopter is a big part of being a firefighter, a wildland firefighter. So definitely that has to be something that that a person is interested in. And then, like I said, after that, it's the schooling, it's passing the physical fitness test, and then passing the oral interview, if you will, to see if the person would be a good fit with our organization.